Residents in Listowel in County Kerry have called on the Office of Public Works to build up the banks of the River Feel before putting a long-term flood relief plan in place for the town. Their calls follow extensive flooding last November, which damaged more than 70 homes and caused millions of euro worth of damage. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, has the story. Pascal, I think people will remember that flooding. Will you remind us what happened?
Yeah, it happened, Rachel, on November 23rd, Storm Bert. It brought a deluge of rain to Kerry and the River Feel just couldn't cope. Now, the depth of the river doubled to 4.2 metres. That's about twice its normal level, and that caused flooding that has never been seen since records of the river depth began in the 1940s. In Listowel, more than 50 homes were flooded in the town, including at the Paddocks and the Meadows estates. And there was further flooding outside the town, 6 kilometres downstream at Killocrim. There, the floodwaters crossed two fields more than half a kilometre before washing into people's homes. Magella Stack was one of those residents who was watching this happen almost in slow motion because her house was one of the first houses in the path of the flood.
Within the space of 9 minutes, we were totally flooded here. It was 9 minutes from when we saw it gushing down through the fields from the river. It had breached the bank below Finoy Bridge. And so we started to fill sandbags. A few of the neighbours were here with us trying to fill the sandbags. And we were pulling the sandbags up to the door as the water was coming into us. But it was just the speed of it and the force. It was just unbelievable. And you know, I'd say people were in shock for ages afterwards because we just couldn't believe this happened.
Magella Stack. Pascal, we're almost 3 months on now from those floods. Have people returned to their homes?
The sad reality is, in very many cases, people haven't returned to their homes yet. John and Bridie Carroll's home is still a shell, for instance. Almost €150,000 worth of damage was done there. But fixing the flooding isn't going to be easy because the Feel is an internationally renowned salmon river and the law doesn't allow for tinkering with the riverbed, for instance. John and Bridie Carroll's daughter Lorraine says people's lives and homes are at risk and they need to be prioritised.
My parents have no house insurance, so they have nowhere to claim anything from. They're relying on friends, family, neighbours to help them out. Everything in the house has to be replaced, from the floors up, anything up to 4 feet is gone. They're saying they can't dredge the river because of an EU directive. They want to save the snails, save the fish. What about people? And they not want to save people? Like, something has to be done. It has to be rectified, and the sooner the better.
Lorraine Carroll. So what are people doing, Pascal?
Well, residents at Killocrim have laid out over 1,000 sandbags to build up the northern bank of the River Feel at Finoy Bridge. That was the source of the flooding the last time, but this really is only a sticking plaster, and they're appealing to the Office of Public Works for a more permanent and future-proofed solution. Now, the government does have a budget, a big budget of €1.3 billion to put long-term flood relief measures in place at hotspots around the country. But there are around 100 towns and villages in the queue, with towns like Listowel to get this work done. So in the short term, people in Listowel feel a campaign of political agitation is the only solution, and that is what they plan to do, Rachel.
Pascal, thank you very much. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy.